Great Lakes advocates have been urging Congress and the White House to pass a $20 billion restoration package for the lakes. Illinois Senator Obama says he's willing to come up with $5 billion over 10 years by rolling back tax breaks for oil and natural gas companies. Wisconsin Governor Jim Doyle is joining some Democratic senators, mayors, and state legislators from the Midwest to help promote Obama's plan. Doyle says it demonstrates Obama's understanding of Great Lakes issues.
And believe me, as states, we have been putting significant money into the restoration of the Great Lakes. And for Senator Obama to really come up as a true federal partner is incredibly heartening and important.
Doyle says he also likes Obama's recommendation to have a coordinator of Great Lakes programs. He also backs the senator's promise to do more to improve cleanup of Great Lakes harbors, control invasive species, and implement the Great Lakes Water Diversion Compact that's likely to be signed this fall. A spokesperson for Republican presidential candidate John McCain refused to have her voice recorded for this story. But Sarah Lenti says the federal government already plans to spend $5 billion on the Great Lakes over the next decade. She says Senator McCain is looking for a Great Lakes restoration bill that would create jobs in water-related industries and rebuild crumbling sewers and other water infrastructure. McCain's people say their candidate has a better record of bipartisan solutions. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.